This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. Lexington's Pat Forman is not running for office, but she still sounds a bit like a politician when she gets going about chickens. Backyard flocks, that is, not factory farm birds. Pat, who in her capacity as funding officer for the UN has worked in 30 countries, has become such an energetic proselytizer for what she calls chicken skill sets that she's been invited to take her message on a Western tour. So what is there about chickens to get so het up over? I met you through chickens.
Rock, 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 rock.
And you have written, what, four books about chickens?
Yeah, yes.
Four books about chickens. You do a daily chicken talk show with 23,000 listeners. And you are getting ready to go on your a rock tour, this incredible tour of the West, where you're going from what kind of...
Right. Let me backtrack a little bit.
Back up? Okay.
Yeah, if I may... I'm the co-author of a book called City Chicks, and it's keeping family flocks of chickens as compost creators, biomass recyclers, garden helpers, and the last is local food suppliers. So that gives you a hint about the chicken skill sets in there. And then about 20 years ago, Andy Lee and I co-authored a book called Chicken Tractor. It's the permaculture guide to happy hens and healthy soil. And my very first introduction to chickens was quite practical. We were living up in Burlington, Vermont, working with Gardner Supply, and they wanted to start a community farm in this floodplain called the Intervale. And the problem with the soils in the Intervale is they were sandy loam, more sandy than loam.
I mean,
it was so sandy that it wouldn't hold enough moisture and didn't have enough tilth to it, enough organic matter to really grow crops for the community. So we both had been studying permaculture at the time and ran across the term chicken tractor, which basically then was, and there are different animal tractors. There are pig tractors. Thomas Jefferson talked about cow tractors. So it's nothing, you know, we didn't just make this up, although we make up a lot of stuff, but this wasn't one of them. Yeah. So anyway, we built ourselves this way overbuilt chicken tractor. It's bottomless kind of portable cage, about 3 feet high. We made it out of 2x4s and plywood. It was so overbuilt that we took three people to move it.
To move it.
Yeah.
And this is, let's back up and describe. A chicken tractor is something that you can just haul over your yard so it chickens are in different parts of your yard.
Right, right. It's a bottomless cage, yeah. And they have their food in there, and they've got their water. And so we built this chicken tractor not for eggs and not for meat, but it was specifically to enrich the soil so the community farm could take off and get better soils. So that was my first experience with chickens. It was soil-based, soil fertility-based.
That's the first time you sort of said howdy to a chicken.
That's right. And I didn't even really say howdy. They just kind of put them in there.
And you're on your own.
And so we'd start this little chicken tractor at the front of the top of the what would then be a long garden row. And every day or so, we would move it to just one length, and then we'd go back and we'd kind of scratch that in, put some cover crop on it, and then that would grow, and maybe a little if it was really all clay, we'd put some mulch on it. And then so we kept doing that clear down to the end of the row, then we'd hop over, you know, the path and then come back up. And by the time we came back to the end of the row, where we started, the cover crop had grown, so we just put the tractor over there. And then they would eat that greens, they'd eat the forage, and then we'd do it again. The time we did that two or three times, the soil tilth had just exploded. I mean, it had built up so extensively, and we got so excited about it. It was like, this really works.
Save the world through chickens. Who knew?
Who knew? Who could have thought? And these, by the way, were broilers at the time, so we went through several batches during that summer. But we were so excited about the results, we took it to a University of Vermont and said, why don't you guys do some trials on this? And they did, and they duplicated our results. I mean, they had phenomenal soil fertility that came out of just dragging these little chickens around in these chicken tractors. They used big hoop houses. Theirs were much more practical than ours. Ours were. So, yeah. So at that point, then we talked to George DeVault. He was with Rodale Press.
Uh huh.
and told George, George, we got this great idea. You know, you built this little box thing, you throw chickens in there and you get hyper productive soil. And George says, you're going to write a book about what? He goes, you got to be kidding me. And he rolled his eyes.
We were pitching him a book.
I mean, this is just too good to not write about. And we were both writers. I mean, so George wasn't very encouraging. So we said, well, dang, let's go ahead and do it anyway. So we wrote the book Chicken Tractor. And of course, in our enthusiasm, we'd go around and give lectures and say, do you know about Chicken Tractor? And people look at us, of course, like we're definitely certifiable. And they go, a what? Chicken Tractor is. And then we'd explain what it was and they'd roll their eyes. And now this was 20 years ago. Okay. But it caught on. I mean, over 20 years, for the first time, chicken tractors in a public way gave people a very inexpensive, doable way to keep family flocks or small flocks uh-huh. of chickens in their yards, and then also to put them to work building the soils up. So the little book has become a classic now, and it's in its third edition. We just brought out the Homestead edition a couple months ago because it goes into really how to raise enough chickens for yourself and maybe a few more to sell, and it includes the meat birds and really detailed information on how to do a proper processing job. A humane and clean and proper processing job. There's over 50 photos. Because if you've got a local meat like that, and it doesn't have to go through a feedlot, it doesn't have to travel 1,200 miles, you know what it's eaten, and it's had a really good life out in the sunlight, eating bugs, weeds, seeds. I mean, really had a chickenness of a life. You know, it's going to give you good food and good protein to consume.
When we were chatting before, you said there really is a back-to-land movement in this country, but it is to the backyard.
There is happening, as we sit right now, a very significant back-to-the-land movement, and it is happening in people's backyards. I mean, after World War II, the back-to-the-land movement came, I think was partly inspired by the Have More Plan, written by Ed and Carolyn Robinson. It was put out at a time when the soldiers were just coming back from World War II. They were war-worn. They were weary. They just wanted to have a little land and a lot of living. That was Ed's motto, a little land, a lot of living. So that's why in Chicken Tractor, there's a marquee. There's a very, very upscale chicken on the cover. And the marquee of the theater says the Hen Have More Plan. Because there is possible to have your own personal Have More Plan by employing the chicken skill sets in your backyard. So this is how it all weaves together in the Chicken Have More Plan, is the chicken skill sets, they enable you to have locally produced fertilizers from their manure, herbicides from their mob grazing. I mean, they can clean a garden bed out. Topsoil creators, because you can do raised beds or you can enhance topsoil with the compost. And there is a way to actually build a raised bed right in place with the chickens in it, and also herbicides because they can wipe it out. So you've got three skills that are incredibly important: insecticides, fertilizer creators, and herbicides. And all those products that we're using right now commercially come from oil, are usually oil-based products. So you can look out in your backyard and you can look at your family flock and you can just literally visualize little clucking oil wells back there in your backyard. So not only can chickens really help enable and enhance local food production, they could also help us buck our oil addiction. So I know it's a little twisted path, isn't it? But
yes,
wait, there's more.
There's more.
There's more.
I'm patient.
Thank God. Just before he died, Robert Rodale from Prevention Magazine,
yes.
Rodale Press,
yeah, yeah.
And Organic Gardening, Robert Rodale said that he had the vision that the farm of the future would be these hyperproductive chinks of land, and he used the word chinks, these hyperproductive little chinks of land between the development. And I mean, that was the same thing as Jefferson really saw. He saw America as an agrarian economy where we had small family farms, people had kitchen gardens and that sort of thing. He didn't visualize these huge monocropped areas where millions of acres and they're so monocropped that honeybees can't live in them even because there's nothing for them to eat most of the time. Because so we've got this system that really has lost its diversity. That's why it's called monocrop, I guess. So anyway, his vision was that there would be these these really good soil, really living topsoils that would feed the local community. So a lot of this wraps right back around to Robert Rodale's vision of the future about where these hyperproductive chinks of land can be right in your backyard and even in empty city lots. I mean, someone told me in Brooklyn they had something like over 100 acres, and I would want to check my figures on that, but they had an enormous amount of acreage that is there in empty lots that could be used to grow food. And that's happening in St. Louis, where they're doing community gardens in empty lots. They've got over 300 of them right now. Wow. Currently, they don't have chickens, but I would hope that they would sometime soon. Because, again, the chickens bring the nitrogen for the manure that is so valuable to build in topsoil.
Tell me about your upcoming road trip and what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Thank you for asking that. It was just a out of the blue, wonderful thing. I had a conversation with a friend at I was doing a 5-day conscious breathing silent retreat. And when we weren't silent, somehow I ended up talking about chickens, but
I'm shocked.
I know. And they had read Chicken Tractor. It was in fact one of their favorite books, and her husband's as well. And she said to me that, oh, by the way, my husband does book tours. And I said, oh, that's great. I can only dream. And so one thing led to another. And she went back and told her husband, you're going to do another book tour. And as it turns out, this is from Wesley Rowe. And there he's connected with the permaculture guilds.
Now, wait a minute. Wesley Rowe is the guy?
He's the guy that does the book tours.
Okay. And he's connected to permaculture guilds.
Right, right. And permaculture is an abbreviation for permanent agriculture. So it's sustainable, it's about as sustainable as you get. And this person was connected with the permaculture guilds in California. And the Santa Barbara Permaculture Guild is heading this. And what they do is they take authors whose message they think is important to get out, and then they broadcast out over the social media and arrange then for workshops and book signings all throughout the other permaculture guilds in California. And this one now is even going to extend to New Mexico and Arizona, parts of New Mexico and Arizona. So they sponsor it. They'll put me up. They'll just kind of shuffle me from one guild to another with the host that will kind of take care of me. And I can just go and meet a lot of people and talk a lot of chicken and sign a lot of books, hopefully, and just have a great time. And be happy and spread the word about really how heritage chickens can help save the world.
Pat Forman, thank you so much. Now, before you have a chance to say it, I'm going to steal your exit line. May the flock be with you.
And with you.